Parshas Truma begins with the Nidoveis for the Melechet HaMishkan. So there's a whole list of all the Zoyis HaTruma Shaitikum Yitom Zav HaKesav Eino Choshes Chilis V'Argomon Telashoni V'Sheish V'Yizim Oiris Eini Me'adomim Oiris Nechashim Yatzei Shitim Shem Elam Ha'or B'Sam L'Shem Eino Mishkan Lekteris HaSamim Avan Yishoyim Eini Milim Leifin Alechoshin. So for the most part, it looks like it's going, the order is Gefil HaChashivis Zav Kesav Nechoshes Chilis Argomon, and then at the end Pishton and Tzemer, and then at the end Avnei Shem Avnei Miluim Leifel Lachishin. It ends off with Avnei Shem Avnei Miluim, which are precious gems. Now Lachura, those should have been first. Lachura, those are worth maybe even more than Zav Kesav Nechoshes. How come they're put at the end? So Rav Chaim HaKadosh says, he says, because where did the Avnei's Shem and Avnei Miluim come from? He says they came from the clouds brought them. The clouds brought them the Nisim Eviu. Nisim Eviu was literally the Nisim brought it. It was also literally the clouds. The clouds brought it. And it was something which came without any tirchal. Something which was dropped off by their door. So he says something like that, in a chanami, it could be that it's worth a lot of money, but the chashivas the Ribbono Shel Olam comes at the end. It could be that it's even worth less in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the donation of the Tzemer V'Pishtim, the Sheish V'Argamon, Sheish V'Izim, which is Pishtim and Tzemer, that's the Chura, something which is worth who Pishtim V'Izim, Noitza Shalizim, something which is Mamish, a few shkalim, a few dollars. Nevertheless, it could be that it's worth more than the millions of dollars that were given for the Avnei Shem V'Avnei Miluim. The Gemara says a story about Dama Ben Asina, that he didn't want to wake up his father to get the key for the Avnei Shem. When he paid him back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back, that he had a par aduma that Klal Yisrael bought for them. For he says, I'm only going to take the money that I lost, only the money that I lost by not selling the Avnei, the one stone, precious stone. He's going to take for the, and that was hundreds of thousands of whatever it was, the shkolim of that they gold coins. That's how much it's worth. That means that the Nesim were giving in the millions, in the billions. And nevertheless, the chashivas wise could be that it's worth less in the chashivas to Ribbono Shel Olam than donation of the ani, the donation of the sheish v'izim. Which is just me. What's the reason why? Because Rachman Aliba boy, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants hearts. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the hearts. And therefore, the leiv, how much does it, for the ani to give his 5 shekel, it could be that it's harder for him than to give something else which was worth millions. If it came without a tircha, something which is not easy come, easy go, even though maybe it's harder for Usher to part with his money. But batsem, something which he wasn't, one of the reasons is because they invested so much into getting it. Something which comes easy, it's easier to give. Easy come, easy go. But the ani, which is mamish, every penny means so much, for him to give, it's worth it's worth so much more. Which just means that Ani doesn't have to feel bad that he's not giving the millions of dollars. Right? His $10, his $5, whatever it is, 3 shekel that he's giving, could be worth more than the millions of dollars for two reasons. First of all, because his mom is giving up his Steinman once said. They told him by a parlor meeting. It was a parlor meeting. They told him about a certain guy that he gave, I forgot exactly how much it was. $250,000, $1 million. He said to him, he said to the person that told him, he said, did he give up anything in his lifestyle? Is he doing anything different because of the money that he gave? He says, the avrich that gives 20 shekel, says it could be that he's foregoing on 11 in the morning. It could be that, you know, he's giving up something which is, you're right. And I'm not taking away from the fact that, from the fact that he gave $250,000, he gave $1 million, whatever it was. But in chashivas wise, don't think that just because you only give me 20 shekel that it doesn't mean anything. It could be that it's worth more. The person is giving more. And not only that, the ani doesn't get any accolades, doesn't get any praise for the 20 shekel that he gave. Right? For the person that gave the building, he gave the $10 million, he gave the whatever it is, then certainly it's he's getting the praises. So it's even more so that the ani is getting more than the person giving millions. Which is not a general rule, but again, all aspects of Avodas Hashem that a person looks at somebody else and he sees, oh, look at that person, he's such a tzaris, and he's such a savlan, and he's such a, and all the things, such a masman, he's such a, if the person worked on it to get there, terrific. But if he didn't work on it to get there, and that was the midah that he has, like the Shmuel gave him, that he has so much tremendous avlad, he has tremendous zrizus, he's such a baal chesed, So then your little bit of chesed means so much more to Rebbeinu Shel Olam than his chesed if you're not a Baal Chesed. If you weren't born as a Baal Chesed, then in Chanami your mida is worth so much more. That's about what it says. The Aruch HaMakadosh says the same thing Ben Igeh too. We've mentioned it in the past. About Moshe Ish Elikim in Vizayet HaBracha says the Aruch HaMakadosh, he brings down that Shol B'Shtayim says Shol B'Echon V'Olsoloi David B'Shtayim V'Olsoloi. Says that Shol did one thing wrong and he lost the Melucha, and David did two things wrong and he didn't lose the Melucha. So in fact Aruch HaMakadosh, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu be showing favoritism to David HaMelech? Shol did one thing wrong and he lost the Melucha. David did twice as much and he says the Pasuk says that Shol HaMelech, when he became the Melech, he was like Ben Shana. He was pure. He was his personality was such that he was like he was pure like a child. It was easy for him, his midas. He didn't have to work hard to overcome his midas. So Mamela, even one thing that he did wrong was already such a taino. David HaMelech was born under the mazel of Madim. As soon as they saw he was born, they thought he's going to be a Sheikh Damim. And they said, oh, don't worry, his eyes are Tevrei. He says that he's only going to be Sheikh with the eyes of the nation, with the Sanhedrin. Tehainu Kedin, will be Sheikh Damim Kedin. But Mamela, his midas were so much harder to overcome. And therefore, the fact that he messed up twice, he was nichshol in b'shtayim kilo. He says the Aruch HaMakadosh, had Shol HaMelech had the midas of David, he would have messed up 10 times as much as David messed up. He says so. It has nothing to do with the person. You look at the person next to you, and he's mamish. He gets out of bed like a cannon in the morning. Mamish, like he gets shot out of a cannon. He jumps out of bed and he's in shachris there. And for you, it's hard. So if he worked on himself, terrific. But a lot of times that's the way that he's born. Everybody has good midas. You also have great midas. Other people look at you and they look at you and they say, well, I wish I was like that also. Everybody has the things that they have to work on, everything that they... Either way, the little bit that a person does, that's the Rahman Aliba boy, that's worth so much more. It's worth so much more to Rebbeinu Shel Olam than the person that could be the... Maybe does it with ease. The truth is that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Kovov. The Gemara says about Doeg and Achi Teufel. That Einlam Chelik Lam Habo. The Gemara says they had tremendous rush. The Av Bezdin, Mechulu, they were the Gedolim. The Gemara says, Kol Teras Mayel Mesaf Elachut. He says, and it brings down the Gemara that we saw in Brachis about Rabbi Yehuda. It says that the Duras Rishayim, when they needed rain, Rabbi Yehuda would take off one of his shoes and it would start raining. And we, Anachnu Tzavchinon Veloy Mashkechon Ban. And we scream and we daven and we cry to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we should send rain, and he doesn't listen to us. He says, Ela Rachman Aliba Boy. Rachman Aliba Boy. And therefore, he says, even though the Dor is Achrenim, they learned more Torah, it says, than Yehuda's Dor. Nevertheless, it's Chasser in the Leiv. It's Chasser in the Leiv. And Arvob has a whole shekel about how that's the really, the Iker Yehuda's Dor is in this Nekuda of Leiv. That's the Iker is in the Leiv. And Betim, it says, it's well known. Ibn Ezra, it says in Parshas Kisiso, he says that the Reke Hamoyach or Matmiya, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do for 40 days on Har Sinai? He says, what did he do there for so long? He says, but they didn't realize, he says they don't realize that the Iker is not just the Maisim, rather it's the Lev together with the Maisim. And had Moshe Rabbeinu been there even years, many years, not just 40 days, nevertheless, he wouldn't come to a thousandth of what he could come to in Mitad Alev. This is something that even, there was something that Moshe Rabbeinu could even gain when he gets to Alev. Tremendous amount that he could be gained when he gets to Alev. It means that the Maisim for sure are important, but the Alev is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Alev is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's working for, looking for. But that's Mesil Sharm. Mesil Sharm says, there's a Sefer Vikuach that Mesil Sharm wrote as a Vikuach between two people. It's printed. Some of the Mesil Sharm, they have a black Mesil Sharm that they have it printed. It's basically the Mesil Sharm. There's a few differences, a few additions. And one of the things that he says at the beginning, which is really what he talks about in the Akdom over here, he says, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu ask?
I want to know,
What does Ribbono Shel Olam want? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from me? He tells you right here. Ma Hashem Shel Olamimach. He asks the question. What am I asking from you, Klal Yisrael? And he gives a list. He gives an exact list of five different things. So over there he's talking about the Chassid is talking to the Chacham, and he says to the Chacham, he says, you're spending your entire days learning the Shas, the Eitzik HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvahs Ma'isiyahs, the Pratim of the Mitzvahs. He says, what's with the rest of the Pasuk? He says, what you're doing is only 20% of what Kadosh Baruch Hu asked. Kadosh Baruch Hu asked for 100%. He did five things, each one is 20%. The Ma'isiyah HaMitzvahs is only 20% out of the 100%. Yiro, Halicha B'Dorov, Midrachov, Ava, Shleimus Alev, and Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs. So Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs is 20%. He says, what's with the other 80%? He says, at least it should be, you should designate a little bit of time to acquire that. To acquire the other Yira, Ava, Vavta, Sashem, Lekech, B'chol Levav, B'chol Levav, B'chol Levav, B'chol Levav, that's the Iker is the Lev. The Iker is the Lev. I think, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah d'araisa, like it's Ramban and Rambam, what it is. Well, the mitzvah d'araisa that takes up the most amount of time from Klal Yisrael collectively, I would think. Maybe people that learn the entire day, so the Torah would take some more. But if we had to choose one mitzvah that takes up the most amount of time, probably, I would think it's tefillah. It's tefillah. Everybody spends between a half an hour to 2 hours a day, or I don't know exactly, depending on how fast you daven, but on tefillah. Every single person spends, aside from all the other tefillahs and all the other things that are brakashas and brachas v'chulu that are, but Ezra avodah shebelev, havim is tefillah. That means the mitzvah that takes up the most amount of time for Klal Yisrael l'chairo is really avodah shebelev. Something which is an avodah shebelev and something which is. So it's interesting. I wasn't even thinking about talking about this topic, but I sat down by lunch today and I saw that there was a paper there that somebody, Rabbi Tzal Chovitz, gave a shmuz. It was a write-up of the shmuz that he gave after this terror attack that happened last week. A little over a week ago. And he said about that, he says, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us? What do you mean? We're chayim, we keep the mitzvahs, we're the ones, what does the Rosh Hashanah want from us? We learn, we daven, we chesed, we chulu. Well, what does he want from us? So he was speaking about this nekuda, of the lave. Not to lose the lave. And to try to use the lave. Try to use the lave a little bit. The question is, how are you supposed to do that practically? L'maisa, lev is very hard. We find Revolva says that even Chazal weren't semich on our lev because it's so hard to access the lev. He says when you get to bittul chametz, it says that Betzim Gemara says in Sachem that really be bittul sagi, you can mivatel your chametz. You don't have to check for your chametz. Worst comes to worst, you find chametz on Pesach. No. You found a gemaka piece of cake, but you're already mivatel it. You're not over on it. He says, but they weren't semich on it. Shema yinsa gluskama yofer. Maybe you're gonna find on Pesach, you're gonna find something, and you talk, you already mivatel it. It's ka'avlehavi ka'afrodara. It's ka'afrodara until you see it and you're hungry. Then it's not ka'afrodara anymore. But that means that the leiv, be'etzem, bitubal leiv sagi, you could be semich on your leiv. Midina d'araiso. However, it's very hard to access the leiv, that the leiv should really mean it 100%. Chazal said, don't be semich just on the leiv. Do what you could in the ma'isim. And that's really our difficulty. Our difficulty is so much easier to connect to a ma'isim mitzvah than to the leiv of a mitzvah. The leiv of a mitzvah requires pneumius, requires internal work. It requires internal work. That's really what it, that's what's difficult, because there's nothing, that's why Yom Kippur is so difficult. Out of all the Yom Tovim that we have, Pesach's a cinch. You know you have to clean for chametz, you know what you have to do beforehand. On Pesach, you have to drink arba kaisis, you have to have matzah, v'chulu, you're not allowed to have chametz. It's easy. Sukkot, you have to sit in the sukkah. Rosh Hashanah, you have to hear the shofar. Mechulu, there's tefillahs to say. There's Yom Kippur, you have to do tshuva. Do tshuva. Tshuva is the heart. Tshuva is the heart, and that's why it's one of the. Well, a lot of people have difficulty doing that because it's hard to access the heart. It's very hard to access the heart. I think maybe I was told that the Mrs. Palay, the mother of the two children who were killed, she said there was a lot of people that came to her that they wanted to give toys. They had bags of toys for the rest of the kids in the family, for bags of toys that they should have. And she said, that's not what I want. I want Kabbalahs. I want Kabbalahs. And that's what she talked about. There was a big, huge gathering in Binyanei Umah, I think it was this week on Sunday. And Bechlal, they had, by the Shiva, she had a piece of paper that everybody was signing up for different Kabbalahs. I think this is Mamish the Nechuda. people's heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was opening our hearts. Everybody's heart was touched. When they see those two adorable kids, picture that they have, these two adorable kids, everybody's heart was touched. Everybody's heart was open. So when they're open, toys, give. They want to just give. That's what happens. When a person's heart is open, they just want to give. They want to see what they can give. She says, your heart is open, give a Kabbalah. Once your heart is open, once you leave, Rachmana leave it, boy. That's what I want. I want the Kabbalah. And the Kabbalahs range from twice the person's going to say Asher Yotzer B'Kavana to 1 hour of Shmir Shabbos to whatever it is. What is? And that's what she was talking about by the Sifa. You know what 1 hour Shmir Shabbos is? You know what 1 hour Shmir Shabbos is for a person that's not being Shmir Shabbos? What it is? It's a person's name. A person wants to give. A person wants to do something. I want to do something for you. I want to do something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person is, his leave is open. Just this week, somebody was telling me that they were going through, they're having a little difficulty, they're trying to work out. And they spoke to somebody. He said, give me chizik. Give me chizik. So they said, the first thing you have to do is go through all the different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, and how your children and your house and your v'chulu and your parnasa and everything, your health, and go through all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me this, and thank you for giving me this, and thank you for giving this, and be more yourself to, then go ahead and ask again, then go ahead. When a person's marring himself, when a person touches himself, when he opens his lave, then it's much easier to give. I think that's the Rabbi Gershon always says, he always pushes the Musar. When anything happens, leave it a Musar. I think that's Chavis Lavavis. Chavis Lavavis, if you look at Mesil, in Rabbeinu Yoin, in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, he says that the Milas Hel Yoinis were Nimsur B'Mitzvahs Esse. And he says, and for these mitzvahs is what we're living for. And he talks about Bitocha, and he talks about Ava, and he talks about Yir, and he talks about Alichu Darcham, and he talks about his Boinim B'Maisav, and he talks about Kedusha, and he talks about all the Chavis Lavavis, basically. All the Chavis Lavavis that a person. So, first of all, that's maybe one mahalach to do it, is to spend some time on it, which is Betz Mosem Mesil Shem was trying to say in the Vikuach. That a person should have a little akvias to learn Chavis Lavavis, whether it's once a week, whether it's once a month, whenever it is, that a person should go through the life at least once, he should go through Chavis Lavavis, just to know what his Chavis Lavavis are beforehand. The same way that we're trying to spend time on knowing all the Pratei HaMitzvahs, certainly the Chavis Lavavis, which is maybe the Iker, or a it is, Rachmana Liba boy. It is Dikr. A person's tefillah, a person spends so much time, investing so much time into tefillah, to have a limud, to learn a little bit, to invest into his tefillah, to see if he's, all these things, to be able to access the heart. And one of the ways of doing it is also to do something that nobody knows about. Do something that, a little bit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the smallest thing that a person does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one's going to know about it. He wanted to do A, he wanted to do B, he wanted to go see, think, not, b'chulu, a little thing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the little things, that's the Temer V'Pishtim. Temer V'Pishtim, the Sheish V'Izim, could be worth a lot more than even Avni Shayim V'Avni Miluim.